Vesseren News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel is acknowledging its involvement in the death of a Hamas leader.
Israel's defense minister has confirmed that Israel did assassinate Hamas's top leader last summer and is threatening to take similar action against the leadership of the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. The comments appeared to mark the first time that Israel has acknowledged killing Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an explosion in Iran in July. Israel Katz says the Houthis will meet a similar fate as the other members of the Iranian-led alliance in the region. He also noted that Israel has killed other leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah and helped topple Syria's Bashar Assad and destroyed Iran's anti-aircraft systems. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Holiday travel gets off to a good start for some, leaving early.
At Chicago's O'Hare Airport Sunday, flyer Sean Tair was pleasantly surprised.
The airport has been fine so far today. Doesn't seem too hectic.
Ditto for Haley Hahn, who had to pack up the family and the presents.
Now that we're at the airport, I feel like I can relax. It was a little bit of a hassle to get packed and ready. But there's also a magic about the holidays that makes it exciting to travel.
AAA predicts more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home between this past weekend and New Year's Day, which would top the previous holiday season high set in 2019. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Bill Clinton was admitted Monday to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in Washington after developing a fever. The 78-year-old was admitted in the afternoon for testing and observation. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 66 points. The Nasdaq rose 192. This is SRN News. A new look at religious persecution around the globe.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in. And it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says the 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. A party store is calling it quits.
Party City says it's going to wind down its retail and wholesale operations as it prepares to shutter some 700 stores nationwide. For nearly 40 years, people flocked to Party City for Halloween costumes, children's birthday parties, and decorations for New Year's Eve, and has been facing growing competition from Walmart and Target. Jason Walker reporting.
Century-old department store Nordstrom has agreed to be acquired and taken private by Nordstrom family members and a Mexican retail group in a $6.25 billion deal. Nordstrom's board of directors unanimously approved the proposed transaction, while Eric and Pete Nordstrom, part of the Nordstrom family taking over the company, recused themselves from voting. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.